Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. That was Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak. As we aim to break out of our slump here in NFL Week 7, things got started with a weird Thursday game between the Saints and the Cardinals. Arizona comes away with not one, but two pick sixes to edge New Orleans 42-34. Kyler Murray, he only threw the ball 29 times, 20 completions, season lows. It did not do our Zach Ertz receiving yard prop any favors. DeAndre Hopkins, though, looked really good coming back from suspension from PED use. You can be sure that guy is getting a pee test today. That's like a minus 2,000 favorite. He is peeing in a cup somewhere in Arizona today. With me, as always, on the podcast is producer and all-around good guy, Del. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Happy to be here. Friday. We got a lot of points last night, which is shocking to see because that never happens on Thursday Night Football, apparently.
Yeah, it was definitely a big contrast from the last 2 weeks. Even as ugly as it was at some points, at least we got some points. All right, so before we get to the rest of the pod, as we do in each episode, we're going to ask you that if you like what you hear here with the Sharp 600 and the new frantic format that we've put together, please rate and review the pod. Let us know if you like it. Be very much appreciated. And with that out of the way, Dell, 600 seconds on the clock, please. Let's go. All right, we're going to get right into the main course here on the Sharp 600, giving out some of our best plays for week 7 of the NFL season. And we talked about a few on the Tuesday pod. You can go back and re-listen to those if you want to hear them. We're going to start with my favorite underdog picks. And you can get more on these point spread pups in my weekly column over at Covers, appropriately named NFL Underdogs. So we followed a perfect 3-0 in week 5 with a dog shit 0-3 week 6. The roller coaster ride continues, though. We got to be on the uptick, right? That means we're on the uptick. So we start with the Indianapolis Colts. I bet them plus 3 at Tennessee. This one now down to plus 2.5. The Colts have won 3 of their last 4 games, but that lone loss came to the Titans in week 4, a game in which Indianapolis should have won if not for 3 turnovers. The Colts outgained Tennessee by 122 yards, ripped apart a bad pass defense, yet still came up short. And that's kind of the story for the Titans here. They're coming off a bye, riding a 3-game winning streak, but they've been outgained by more than 300 total yards in that span. I like the life that we saw from Matt Ryan in the Colts in week 6. It blew up my Jags bet with that late touchdown at the end of the game, but this is a huge, huge outing for Indy in terms of the AFC South race, so I like the Colts and the points. The next underdog I took was New York Giants plus 3.5 after pros grabbed this at Jacksonville minus 3, ran it all the way up to 3.5. This spread now settling down around a field goal. Everyone seems to be waiting for the other shoe to drop for the Giants, but I don't think it comes this week. Wink Martindale blitzes the balls off of Trevor Lawrence in this game, who is struggling right now, but he's struggling even more when he gets under pressure. And this New York defense just made two MVP QBs look pretty pedestrian in wins over Baltimore and Green Bay. Saquon Barkley, I expect him to tear a strip off this Jacksonville defense that's been gashed by pass-catching running backs. As much as we discount the Giants' offense, it's still just efficient. So Giants and the points. Last underdog here of week 7 is San Francisco, which I bet plus 3 hosting Kansas City. This line is moved. We'll talk about that in a second. The Niners get downgraded for what was kind of a weird, ugly game in Atlanta last week. But this is a team that seems to be set up perfect to give the Chiefs problems. You have an efficient offense that thrives on yards after the catch. Guys like Deebo Samuel, Ayuk, Kittle, Beefcakes, plowing over guys. And now you got to deal with Christian McCaffrey. They run through this KC defense ranked basement in most defensive metrics, especially yards after the catch and missed tackles. And then the San Francisco defense getting some bodies back, Nick Bosa possibly back. They don't give much up in terms of yards after the catch, and that's something that the new look Chiefs attack relies on, and they can get pressure on Mahomes with just rushing 4. I bet the Niners plus 3. This sucker now down as low as plus 1 at some notorious offshore shops after the Run CMC deal. We'll see how much McCaffrey plays, but I like the Niners in this one with the points. And not an underdog, but a side bet that I do like. I took Cincinnati minus 6 at home to Atlanta. The Falcons ripe for a letdown after the upset over San Francisco, but the Atlanta secondary is dinged up. Down a starter, AJ Terrell playing through injury as well. To the Falcons, very bend but don't break, 31st in passing yards allowed, but they've budged for an average of just 19.5 points in their last 4 games. I expect the levies to break here. Cincinnati number 5 in EPA per play over the last 3 games, and the Falcons issues in the secondary, that's going to open up for some deep strikes that we know and love from this Joe Burrow attack. The Bengals have won 3 of their last 4, covered in all 4 of those games. The ATS magic runs out for Atlanta, Cincy minus 6. and a few more bets for week 7, including some props. And if you like alternative markets, you like prop odds, go over to PointsBet Canada. Those guys pride themselves on their unique offerings. There's a ton of different ways to wager on week 7 over at PointsBet.ca. Perhaps my favorite bet of the week is Tampa Bay wide receiver Mike Evans over 65.5 yards receiving. You can see this as low as 64.5 out there. Evans was targeted only 4 times in the loss to Pittsburgh last week, and head coach Todd Bowles came out and said, "We got to get the ball into the hands of our stars more." And he pointed specifically to Mike Evans. And he looks live to go over this total in week 7, given the injury issues to the Panther secondary and the amount of touches that Tampa Bay is going to have with the football. So Evans over 64.5 yards receiving. Seattle running back Kenneth Walker III over 67.5 yards rushing. Now, Walker has been the bell cow back for Seattle after Rashad Penny went down, and his snap count has just exploded over the last 2 games. We've seen him go for 88 yards and 97 yards on the ground the last 2 outings, and the Seahawks offense has kind of switched gears. They're handing off on 47% of snaps over the last 3 games compared to just 34% in the first 3 games of 2022. Walker's going to go up against a Chargers defense that ranks out among the worst stop units in the NFL. I like him to go over 67.5 yards. Dell, what do you like in week 7?
You and your fellow Cowboy fans can finally celebrate because Dak Prescott makes his return this week versus the Lions. Detroit allows 261 passing yards per game to the wide receiver position, ranking 26th in the NFL. And CeeDee Lamb is Dak's favorite receiver, so I have him finding the end zone in this one at plus 109.
All right, so Eagles on a bye. You're a Cowboys fan this week, right?
Sadly, I have to be.
Woo! All right. So whether you are a fan of hers or not, you know that Taylor Swift just dropped her latest album, Midnights. That album inspired by all the things that have kept her up at night. If it was my album about things that keep me up at night, it would be about like kids with tummy aches and laying the points with the Chargers and did I leave the car unlocked or not. But whether you are a fan of hers or not, you know the words to at least half a dozen Taylor Swift songs. And I don't care how fucking macho you are or think you are. Shake It Off comes on the radio. You're singing that song. It's an all-time bop. So with Tay-Tay giving us a new set of songs, and this goes out to all those Swifties out there, whether they are flag-bearing or on the low, we're assigning a Taylor Swift jam to these NFL teams in week 7. So first up. Baby, now we got bad blood. All right, that was bad blood. This one goes out to the Green Bay Packers, who not only have bad blood with football bettors after going 2-4 ATS out of the gate and blowing up teasers seemingly every Sunday, but there's some bad blood boiling between MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers and his head coach Matt LaFleur. Rodgers blasting LaFleur's offense for being too complex with all the pre-snap motion, and LaFleur countering with specific examples as to why his offense is not complex, doesn't need to be dumbed down. Green Bay's bad blood, definitely not sitting well with spread bettors right now. The Cheeseheads have gone from as high as -6 to -4 visiting Washington. What do you got next? Our wildest dreams. This one goes out to New York football fans, both of the Giants and the Jets. These Big Apple teams are a combined 9-3 straight up and ATS. Never in their wildest dreams did these fan bases think football could be so much fun after the New York franchises combined for only 8 total wins in 2021. The G-men catching a field goal in Jacksonville and the Jets just 1-point dogs in Denver. Next song. Yeah, you belong to me. This one here goes out to the Cleveland Browns, a request by the Baltimore Ravens, who have absolutely owned this AFC North rivalry over the past dozen years. The Ravens 19-5 straight up versus Cleveland since 2010, including a 10-2 straight up mark at home to the Browns, who belong to Baltimore. However, the Ravens just 5-7 ATS in those home contests, now laying as much as 7 points in week 7 after climbing from -6. This song includes the foreboding lyric, "Standing by and waiting at your back door." That back door is wider than ever as the spread gets as big as a touchdown. Next song. We never go out of style. We never go out of style. Goes to the one coach who knows something about style. Of course, we're talking about Bill Belichick. Those designer hoodies with the sleeves cut off and the worn look. Yeah, we've seen that. It's all over the place. You know what never goes out of style? Covering the spread. And this is what the Patriots have done in their last 3 games. 3-0 ATS. Belichick, a 58% spread winner at home. 2-minute drill time here for week 7 with our Arthur DeCesar of the famed Las Vegas Superbook. Arthur, heaviest bet game here for week 7.
It's going to be Chiefs and 49ers. Not a great slate of games, but that's the one that's going to draw the most attention.
Our biggest liability for you guys at the Super Bowl?
Right now, it's the Seahawks. Been getting money on the Seahawks +6, +6.5. It's now 5. Chargers are usually a bad favorite. People taking the Seahawks.
Yeah, yeah. Pros versus Joe's game lining up here for week 7.
Packers are going to be the Joe side. Commanders are going to be the pro side. Sharp money at 5.5. Sharp money at 5. Packers now 4.5-point road favorite. I think Henneke plays into that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. A guy that probably not as much of a downgrade as you think with Mo's backup quarterback.
Probably an upgrade.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Notable total action here for week 7.
It's going to be the Sunday night game, Dolphins and Steelers. Over money's come in. Total was 44, now 45.5.
Interesting with Tua back as well, too. I mean, can they pick up where they left off, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, you're a Giants fan. Which New York team has the best chance to cover here in week 7?
Oh, my God. I mean, I buried the Giants last week saying they were overrated and terrible, and they made me look terrible. But I think it's the Jets. I really do. You know, we saw good sharp money on the Jets coming at 3. You've missed the best number now. We did get to as low as a pick 'em. We've gotten to +1 again. But the Jets have been very popular this week.
All right. How drunk would you have to be to bet on the Carolina Panthers right now?
Man, this is obviously a really bad team. They just traded McCaffrey, but it's the old divisional home team getting points in the NFL, and it's 13 now. And honestly, the Bucs aren't any good. I would never put a dollar on the Panthers, but I can understand someone doing it.
All right. And I got to get your best bet here for week 7. You beat me last week.
Yeah, I gotta keep this rolling here, Jason, and I'm going to go against my Giants. There's got to be regression. Jaguars -3.
All right. I'm on the other side of this one here. I got a great number at Giants +3.5. So that is it. That was the horn. Another 600 seconds in the can. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for tuning in. A reminder to rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. If you like what we're doing here, we will talk to you on Tuesday. Good luck.